You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders ponders the mysteries and magic of modern hearing aid technology as he surrenders to the march of time.
Woody Allen once wrote, "There is no advantage to getting older. You don't get smarter, you don't get wiser, you don't get more mellow, you don't get more kindly, nothing good happens. Your back hurts, you get more indigestion, your eyesight isn't as good, you need a hearing aid." I take issue with these assertions. There are advantages to getting older, such as the senior discount at the movie theater and 50-cent senior coffee at McDonald's. Law enforcement officers often give you a pass if pulled over for a traffic violation. My streak of warnings without an actual citation is now at 5. I just smile feebly, apologize for going 62 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Once the officer has determined I am warrant-free, he lets me go with a warning. As for my eyesight, it's always been poor and doesn't seem to have gotten worse. Indigestion? Nah, I have a cast-iron stomach. And my back is just fine. But there's one pesky issue Woody mentioned that has arrived like an unwanted house guest. Over the Christmas holidays, after several years of resisting the entreaties of my wife, I drove 250 miles to South Austin to have my hearing checked. I undertook this epic voyage because the audiologist at that clinic is a close friend and college roommate of my two older daughters. I felt more comfortable entrusting my auditory future to someone I knew, convinced all the while I didn't really need hearing aids. She would give me an A, or at worst a B+ on my hearing test. Working in the Letourneau University Library, two evening shifts a week, convinced me to take the hearing test. I noticed last semester I was constantly having to ask whispering students to repeat themselves and to speak up while they were at it. I feared I was beginning to resemble some cranky old guy going, "Eh, what's that you say?" The nadir of my library hard of hearing experiences came when a student asked me to hold back a loaf of bread for another student. The library gets a weekly cartload of day-old bread, which is quickly grabbed by broke, hungry college students. I duly put the loaf in reserves. A few hours later, two young women came in. I thought they said, "We're here for the bread," so I congenially provided the loaf. They took it and sat down in front of a computer close by. I noticed they kept giggling and looking at me. Eventually, they returned with the loaf of bread. "Why did you give this to us?" one asked. "I thought you said you were here for the loaf of bread," I replied. They started laughing, albeit politely. I don't recall their reply, other than what they had originally said to me had nothing to do with bread or anything that remotely sounds like bread. I was pleased somewhat to provide some geezer entertainment that evening. Alas, I miserably failed the hearing test despite my best efforts to cheat by guessing that I'd heard a high-pitched sound that wasn't actually present. A few weeks later, I was fitted with a pair of high-tech hearing aids that are barely visible, save for the fishing line filament snaking into my ears. One cool feature is the Bluetooth capability. When the iPhone buzzes, I answer by punching a button on the phone, and the person calling is, literally, inside my head. Same goes with playing music on Spotify. This is high-tech stuff. I returned to the library a few weeks ago, eager to learn if I could actually hear those whispering students asking if we have a certain book. Not once have I had to say, "I'm sorry, could you repeat that?" And nobody has asked for a loaf of bread either. I am certain of that.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.